Chapter 3. Now the Nahash was more a room than any beast of the Sadi which Hashem Elohim had made. And he said unto the Isha, Really? Hath Elohim said, Ye shall not eat of kol etz hagan? And the Isha said unto the Nahash, We may eat of the pre-etz hagan, but of the pre-hayetz, which is in the middle of the gan, Elohim hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the Nahash said unto the Isha, Ye shall not surely die, for Elohim doth know that in the yom ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be like Elohim, knowing tov and ra. And when the Isha saw that Haetz was tov for food, and that it was delight to the eyes, and Haetz to be coveted, to make one have seichel, she took of the pre thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her Ish with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were Erumim. And they sewed Ale Te'ena together and made themselves Hagorot. And they heard the call of Hashem Elohim walking in the Gan in the cool of the day. And Ha'adam and his Isha hid from the presence of Hashem Elohim among the Etz Hagan. And Hashem Elohim called unto Ha'adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the gan, and I was afraid because I was a Rom, and so I hid. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast a Rom? Hast thou eaten of Haetz, which I commanded thee that thou not eat thereof? And Ha'adam said, The Isha whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of Haetz, and I did eat. And Hashem Elohim said unto the Isha, What is this that thou hast done? And the Isha said, The Nahash beguiled me, and I did eat. And Hashem Elohim said unto the Nahash, Because thou hast done this, thou art Arur, above Kol Habema, and above every beast of the Sade, and upon thy Gahon shalt thou go, and afar shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put Eva between thee and Ha'isha, and between thy Zerah and her Zerah. He shall crush thy Rosh, and thou shalt strike his Akev. Unto Ha'isha he said, I will greatly multiply thy Itzavon and thy childbearing in pain. Thou shalt bring forth Banim, and thy Teshukah shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou paid heed unto the voice of thy Isha, and hast eaten of Haetz, of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, Arurah is Ha'adamah, because of thee. In Itzavon shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Coats also and dardar shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the esev of the sade. In the sweat of thy brow shalt thou eat lechem, till thou return unto Ha'adamah, for out of it wast thou taken, for afar thou art, and unto afar shalt thou return. And Ha'adam called the Shem of his Isha Chava, because she was the Im Kol Chai. Unto Adam also and to his Isha did Hashem Elohim make kasonas or, and clothed them. And Hashem Elohim said, See, Ha'adam is become like one of us, knowing Tov V'ra. And now lest he put forth his yad, and take also of its hachayim, and eat, and chai leolam. Therefore Hashem Elohim sent him forth from the Gan Eden to work ha'adama, from which place he was taken. So he drove out ha'adam, and he placed mikedem of the Gan Eden ha'keruvim, and a flaming cheruv, which was ever turning to be shomer over the derek etz ha'chayim.